بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق؟ صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحسن فيما بقي غفر له ما مضى، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected and honorable listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On one occasion, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been looking at some prisoners of war, and amongst the prisoners of war, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed a mother searching for her child. And as soon as the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found the child, she immediately places the baby on her chest and starts to feed the child. So thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question to the Sahaba, that, "O my Sahaba, do you think that after expressing so much of love for her child, will this mother ever take this baby and throw it into the fire?" So Sahaba said, "O Nabi of Allah, she will never do something like this because of her overwhelming love for her child." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Yet, O my Sahaba, I take an oath on my Allah that Allah's love for each one of his slaves is greater than the love of this mother for her child." Subhanallah. Beloved listeners, imagine how merciful and how forgiving is our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions a verse in the Quran addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, "Nabbi anni anal ghafoorur rahim," that you should inform my slaves, inform the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Anal ghafoorur rahim, I am forgiving, I am merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually looks for excuses to forgive his slaves and his servants. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with the Sahaba ikram, and we find that one Sahabi had snatched a baby bird from its nest and had kept the baby bird with himself. And as soon as the mother found that, you know, her baby was not in the nest, she started searching for the baby, and she noticed that the baby is in the lap of a certain person. So she flies to the lap of the Sahabi and sits on the lap of this person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahabi, "Don't you see how this bird has been attracted to you only and simply because it has been attracted? Now its attention is focused on its baby. So all fear that was in the heart of this bird for you has been lost because of the love it has for its child." In the same way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to the Sahaba that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for each one of you is more than the love that this mother has in her heart for her child. So this is the amount of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for each one of us. They say the quality of Allah, which is Rahman, Allah is merciful, Allah is kind, Allah is relentful, Allah ta'ala is forgiving, Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and most merciful. Al-Rahman, the word Rahman, the sifat of Allah is mentioned 57 times in the Quran. And the sifat of Allah, Rahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind and merciful, is mentioned 114 times in the Quran Kareem. To show us that how merciful Allah is, when you read the Quran over and over again, you are reminded of the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for every little excuse to forgive his slaves, to forgive his servants. It is mentioned that these are occasions and special occasions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us for forgiveness. And one of those special occasions, my beloved listeners, is the occasion of the 15th night of Sha'ban. That alhamdulillah, tonight we will be witnessing this night of the 15th of Sha'ban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to witness this night. And as the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us, تعرضوا لنفحات ربكم. We should present ourselves for these opportunities that Allah is granting us. It is as though Allah is giving us a second chance. It is as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us another opportunity that now we should make istighfar and make tawbah and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and return to Allah and make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that 15th night of Shaban is a very auspicious night. It is a night indeed, the night synonymous with the mercy and forgiveness and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in one narration it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that amount of people on this night equivalent to the strands of hair on the animals of the Banu Kalb tribe. This was a huge tribe that existed in amongst the Arabs, and they were known for the amount of livestock that they owned. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving a comparison to the amount of livestock that these people have, which was well known amongst everyone in Arabian Peninsula of the Banu Kalb tribe, that they were owners of large amounts of livestock. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, do you want to know how many people Allah will forgive tonight? Is the amount of strands of hair on the animals of the Banu Kalb tribe. That means excessive amounts, innumerable, and countless souls will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the 15th night of Shaban. We make dua to Allah, we ask Allah to include us from the fortunate ones. Ameen. May Allah make us from the fortunate ones and include us from those that will attain the maghfirah and the forgiveness of Allah and the rahmat of Allah ta'ala on this Mubarak night. Now we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are some individuals that will be actually excluded from the mercy of Allah on such a Mubarak night and such a blessed occasion when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is raining down. And who are those individuals? There are many that have been mentioned in different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's just focus on five. And if we find that we are maybe perhaps part of these of any of these groups of people, tonight is the night that we ask Allah, or before the night falls, then we ask Allah Ta'ala to exclude us and to remove us from this group, and make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove you from these groups of people. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those that inshallah will be forgiven on this night of the 15th of Shaban. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the first person that will be distant from the mercy of Allah on this night of the 15th of Shaban is a mushrik, a person who ascribes partners to Allah. Obviously this is one of the greatest sins, that the greatest sin is to ascribe a partner to Allah. Allah can forgive every sin except the sin of shirk. But Allah is so merciful, my beloved listeners, that even if a mushrik has to make sincere tawbah after he committed the sin of shirk, and he says, oh Allah, now I have realized that this is not the way that I should be worshipping. I should be worshipping only one God and one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even at that time, Allah will accept his tawbah and Allah will forgive him. So this is the first category and the first group of people that will not be forgiven, those who ascribe partners to Allah. A second group of people that have been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam are those who are musbil. Musbil is a person who allows his garments to flow below his ankles. And as we know, it is prohibited for males to allow the garments to flow below the ankles, although it is allowed for the females, but for males we should not allow our garments to flow below our ankles. It is against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we should remember whatever is below the ankle, that is in the fire of Jahannam. Again, when we speak about these aspects, we speak about the level of taqwa, piety in an individual, the love for Allah, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we have true love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will do what is ordered and what has been advised to us to do from the side of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us all tawfiq. And then we find another group of people that will not be forgiven on this night is a mushahin. A mushahin is a person who harbors enmity in his heart towards any person, any individual. He has any type of hatred, jealousy, malice, these types of sicknesses in his heart towards others around him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. Allah ta'ala keep us with pure hearts. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion advised one of the Sahaba ikram, and he said, oh my Sahabi, if you can if you have the ability to spend the morning and the evening in such a way that your heart is free from malice, hatred, jealousy for anyone around you, then do so. Because hada min sunnati, this is from my great sunnah, to keep our hearts clean and from malice, from hatred, from jealousy, from enmity, is a great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever loves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah that person will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. My beloved brothers, if there was no other reward, and beloved listeners, if there was no other reward for keeping our hearts clean except this reward, then I think it is worthy, and it is something of worth to strive for such a great reward, to be in the company of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. If there was no other bounty in Jannah besides this bounty, that I will be beholding the countenance of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, then I feel that this is the greatest bounty in Jannah, to be in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this will be afforded and rewarded to the person whose heart is clean. He keeps his heart clean. Allah make us from those that hearts, whose hearts are clean. Ameen. And we find another group of people that will not be forgiven on this night is a person who is addicted to alcohol, addicted to any type of intoxications, drugs and alcohol and all these types of intoxications. Allah save us, our progenies, our family members. Allah give them himmat that they can give up this evil actions, that those who are involved in it, Allah give them ability to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great fitna, it is a great test that we find that is so common, and it has become a reality nowadays. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and Allah protect us, and make it such that we stay far away from all these types of evil actions, especially alcohol. The one who stays away from intoxications of this world, Allah will grant him the pure wine of Jannah one day, inshallah. So whatever Allah has made forbidden for us, Allah will make it halal for us in Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those that stay away from all these haram acts of alcohol, of intoxications and zina and adultery. And may Allah make us from the fortunate ones in Jannah. And then we find another group is the person that is disobedient to his parents. Imagine a person that is disobedient to his parents. Even on the night when Allah is showering so much of mercy, Allah will distance him from the mercy of Allah because he had shown enmity or he had shown disobedience to his parent in this world. So this is the time, this is an opportunity that Allah has given us, that we should patch up all our relationships with those that are around us, especially our parents. Ask for forgiveness, ask for maafi, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us, ask our parents to forgive us. Take their du'as inshallah, and in this way keep our hearts clean and let us move forward. And we will find that we will enjoy special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on such a great night of mercy. And not only on this night, but inshallah all the time we will enjoy special mercy and rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah is sending down these special opportunities of rahmah and mercy, Allah ta'ala will include us in inshallah. Now the question arises, beloved listeners, how should we carry out our night, or how should we spend this night of ours? We find that those who have given, Allah has given them, blessed them with strength, then they will be able to spend more time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we find ourselves weak and we have responsibilities the next day, and you know, we can't spend the entire night in the ibadat of Allah, remember Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah will accept whatever we present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a little brief a way of how we can spend this night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, let us perform our salah. Starting off with our salah from Maghrib time, with salah with jama'at, isha with salah with jama'at, and also to perform some nawafil salah, nafil salah. If we have the ability, we can perform all our nafil salah, starting from the salatul hajat, salatul shukr, salatul tawbah. Then we can also go on to salatul tasbih. If we do not have extra energy, then let's try and actually perform our salatul tasbih. Then that is nafil salah. Then we have our zikrullah, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Minimum 100 times durood sharif, 100 times la ilaha illallah, and 100 times istighfar, astaghfirullah. Then we have tilawah of the Quran Kareem. Make let us start off with Surah Yasin, with our Surah Waqiyah, with Surah Tabarak. If we have strength, let us read more Quran from the other paras of the Quran Kareem. And then we have the Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud Salah is very important. If we sleep a bit earlier, make an intention to wake up a bit earlier and also to perform the Tahajjud Salah during the night, because this is a night when we find that the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also dua is a very important amal on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ad-du'a umukhul ibadah, the essence of all your ibadah that you make is dua. So spend more time in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah ta'ala to accept us. Ask Allah ta'ala for all our needs. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the needs of our family members, of our community members, and for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned something beautiful in regards to the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. And he said, you know, when a person intends to paint his house, and we know that he has a layer of old paint on the house, and now he wants to renew the paint, and he wants to do a revamp on the house. So a person, first what he has to do, he has to scrape off all the old paint, and he has to prepare the wall, and thereafter he can now repaint. Because then he will be, and then alhamdulillah, when he does this, there will be effect on the house, because it will look good, it will look nice. Why? Because he has prepared the wall. In the same way, if we want to prepare ourselves for the glorious month of Ramadan, which is a great month of rahmah, of forgiveness, of mercy, of nur, of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of so much of goodness and barakat, my beloved brothers and listeners, if you want to take maximum benefit from this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, then Allah grants us the night of the 15th of Sha'ban in preparation for the glorious month of Ramadan. If we prepare ourselves, like how the painter prepared the wall before he applies the new paint, if we prepare ourselves, inshallah, on this night of 15th of Sha'ban, with dua, with tawbah, with zikrullah, with crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the crying of a sincere repenter, with